Then and now. Some time ago, everything started in the Benkovsky Street, a small street in the center of Sofia. It smelled like linden tree blossoms and was filled with the sounds of music. Some time ago, before the digital revolution, there was no internet and no television. But regardless, every Sunday you could hear the sounds of two accordions and a violin coming out of an open window. The music trio was later joined by four more musicians. The music was based on the arrangement of the violin player, who was my grandfather, and the music group recorded their album onto a Christmas songs cassette. The television era had begun.
The Christmas music was played every day of every month from the cassette, and it could be heard coming out of windows in the Benkovsky Street. Today, the accordion players and violin players have been joined by four more musicians. This was the era of the internet. The musicians in Bulgaria, Israel, and the Czech Republic used the internet to communicate with one another. They recorded their music on a CD, but still, the best version of the song could be heard on the old stereo and in the Benkovsky Street.
So who are these musicians? One of them is Valentin Lazarov, and he is the initiator of the project Then and Now. Valentin teaches music in Tel Aviv and has a studio for electronic music there. Victor is another one. He composes music and lives in Prague. Noam lives in Tel Aviv and writes his own pieces just like Eric. Eric lives in Guatemala and also composes music. Emil wrote a book with the title Then and Now, which was published last year from the Czech Republic. 50 texts are gathered in this unique book. They are combined with different song styles, and together they form an explosion of sounds. Every text is a piece of a puzzle from dreams, memories, or reality. One text is called SOS, or a story about the lost souls of Facebook. There's also the White Black Sea, to fall in love, and also accordion.
We were good children, and today we are still good. We didn't do anything bad. We were a little naive, closed off and not outgoing. Instead of using bad words, we used our accordions. While others raced around, we practiced our harmonies. And when others ran after a ball, we practiced our sound productions with zeal. Saturday evenings were the nights of parties. From every apartment you could hear the Beatles being played. Instead, we recorded our music. On Sundays, finally the reward. We proudly opened our window in our city. We played loud music. The Beatles fans and the Twist fans listened to our music and nodded as if hypnotized. This legacy was left to us by the blue accordion, our 5 minutes of glory, and for this glory we would create new music pieces. Some time ago, Simu was the owner of a blue accordion. Today, he's an electronic music professor in Sofia. He's the author of many electronic music pieces and concerts.
The light of hardwares' souls have left the hardwares. They are gone. They had nothing to do. Their ugly little bodies didn't need any souls. Thousands of them were swept back towards the earth. Soon, these little souls had no more desire to continue. Why should they? The hardware souls have decided to link themselves with one another. The laughing souls have created their own social network. Every soul creates a profile. And they form together a friend network for lost souls. This is a poem about the Facebook generation lost in the virtual world, which expresses itself through Facebook profiles, untouchable, far away from each other. Music by Valentin Lazarov, Victor Lazarov, Eric Assa, Noam Lazarov, and Simo Lazarov. Text by Emil Lazarov. Moderated by Hannah Sobosinski.